Well, I think the easiest way to put it is a more efficient team won the game. They had a nice run right at the end of the first half and at the start of the second half. We made a couple of turnovers. Gave them some easy ones, and we didn't finish. We had some offensive rebounds in the first half, but we didn't finish ours. I think they got 5 offensive rebounds, got 9 points out of it. They were very efficient there. Joe got them off to a great start. There's no question. He's a heck of a player. I love watching him play when I'm watching games on TV. I don't love watching him play when I'm playing against him. Tony's just done a really, really good job. Tony and his staff do a great job. Gotten everybody to buy into a certain role and understanding how he wants them to play, and he's done a much better job of that than I have. Struggled to shoot the ball again tonight, 4 of 15 from 3, 5 of 12 from the foul line. That hurts you. But with a couple of turnovers and a couple of missed opportunities at the end of the half. It was a one-point game, and then all of a sudden we're down 9. And then the first part of the second half, they get Toby makes one, and Marcus makes one, and they get an offensive rebound and score, and then we make a mistake on Joe coming off the screen, and Leslie leaves Brogdon in the corner, and Brogdon makes a 3. I mean, it's just they make you pay when you make a mistake, and that's a sign of a very good basketball team and a very well-coached basketball team. We've taken advantage of things in the past, and we're not to right now at this point taking advantage of mistakes when other people make them as well as we need to do it, but very frustrating to say the least, but it's college basketball.
Right. Some of your players talked
about effort. Well, effort is, you know, and I'm not throwing my kids under the bus. I've got to get them to play harder. I've got to get them to play with a greater sense of urgency. That hurt us tonight a couple of times. I thought in the first half they kept getting the loose balls, and when they got an offensive rebound, they finished the play. And so it's not just effort. Our kids are trying, but it's got to be a greater sense of urgency and an alertness. I think 2 plays I remember significantly, it's a loose ball, and we stand there, and then we start to go after it. And Virginia's players just instinctively went after it faster and harder and ended up getting it. And one of the times they got a 3, and another time we fouled a guy on a 2-shot foul. And so it's right now it's not one particular thing. That's been something that's hurt us in a couple of games badly. But tonight we had several mistakes.
All those offensive rebounds that you didn't convert, is that you guys pressing?
You know, I don't have an answer. If I did, I've tried to already fix it, to be honest with you. But we've got to be more attentive to finish the play instead of worrying about getting fouled. Is one of the things I say all the time. Tyler Hansbrough was the best I've ever seen, had more old-fashioned 3-point plays than anybody, because when he got the ball, he just finished the play and then started to run back down the court and realized the referee had blown the whistle and called a foul. And so many times we're in there looking where the defensive player is or not exploding up as much as we can and being a little hesitant with it.
Nobody's been able to take advantage of that pressure point guard.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, and I might miss this, I think he had 61 assists, 22 turnovers coming into today's game. He does some nice things. You know, tonight you look at 9-1. That's really impressive. He's got some toughness to him also. Shoots 2 threes, made both of them. Came up with a couple of nice steals for them. He's really playing well as a freshman. He doesn't realize he's a freshman. He's playing very well.
That run at the end of the first half and then into a little bit of the second half, did you notice anything on the defensive end that was particularly getting in?
Well, you know, it's a one-point game, and one turnover led to a fast break, and one turnover led to another score. I think they scored off both turnovers there. So I don't think it was necessary. It's hard to defend when they're running a break, you know, when our defense is set. And then, you know, the last play, I mean, the freshman, I don't know if I'm pronouncing Perante, I'll just call him London. Okay, I think he's the one that made the big 3 right before the half, too. And, you know, it's sort of like a dagger is what it is. And then start of the second half, we gave him 2 easy shot inside, didn't front the low post. He turned around and scores from 2 inches, and then we score, and then we come back down. And if I'm not mistaken, we give up an offensive rebound, and they score, and then we make a mistake on a switch on Joe. So failure to box out, failure to get around in front, and failure to make a switch. So it's three different mistakes, but yeah, three mistakes.
Coach, you kept Leslie McDonald on the bench for a stretch of 8 or 9 minutes in the second half. What went into that decision?
Just didn't feel like he was shooting the ball in the hole, didn't feel like he was playing well, wanted to give somebody else a chance. I said last week that I didn't think Leslie had played well enough to deserve, but I wasn't going to just the opportunity to start, but I wasn't just going to sit around and do nothing. And, you know, if guys get an opportunity to start, you better act like you're Lou Gehrig. You're not old enough to know who the dickens that is, but if you give me a chance to start in front of somebody, I'm going to play my butt off and try to make sure that I stay there. And that has not happened yet, whether it was Kennedy for 2 games, Bryce for 2 games, Leslie for 2 games. You know, and Leslie shot the ball great in practice, but the defenses are aimed at him. They know he's supposed to be a shooter, so they're doing some things. He's got to get a little bit better shot selection. I did get frustrated with him because we work on beginning to dribble every day in practice, and to have a walking violation, traveling violation, just beginning to dribble is not very smart.
Coach, Tony said, you mentioned not liking the tempo early in the game, forcing
them
down. Was that pace what you wanted early?
They did a better job of settling down. They're hard to, I mean, to look at it, they only have 8 turnovers. I mean, because they have 3 guys on the perimeter that really do a nice job of handling the ball. I mean, Brogdon's a point guard, London's a point guard, Joe, I don't know what Joe ended up. Yeah, 4-0. You know, they have 3 ball handlers. They're a very unselfish team. They very much understand who they are. I mean, I'll tell you a guy that I love, Akil Mitchell. He plays 30 minutes as a senior and he takes 5 shots. But you look down, he has 11 rebounds. He picked the ball up off the floor between 2 of our guys and laid it up. But he was the one down there on the floor sooner. That'd be a little bit of our sense of urgency after the play. But 3 good ball handlers. You know, I think if you look at ours, just pick the same guys, 3-2-1-1-0-3. That's our 3 starters on the perimeter. So we got a very negative assist-error ratio.
You talk about wanting to shoot more free throws than the other team attempts, or make more than the other team attempts. A couple of times.
Yeah, it's not the officials. The other teams are being more aggressive. It's like what I was talking about. When you get an offensive rebound, you need to finish the play. And instead of worrying about being fouled and shying away from it, you got to be strong going to the basket. And they play very good position defense. But, you know, 29 free throws for them and 12 for us, that gets you. I mean, we had 26 field goals, both teams. But they were, and again, I'm not saying anything about the officials. It's Virginia's good play. They're aggressive play.
Coach, what did you need to do to improve on their perimeter?
Guard the basketball better, help better, pressure on the ball. Usually, I mean, everything. I mean, you know, sometimes I think we're getting better, and then didn't feel like we were getting better defensively tonight.